This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Stormy weather is presenting new threats and problems in several parts of the country as we head into the weekend. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
Kind of got two areas of pretty strong thunderstorms. One is moving across eastern Colorado now into western Kansas. We got severe thunderstorm warnings even and flash flood warnings with that thunderstorm activity. Then we have another line of thunderstorms that's moving south across portions of Mississippi and Alabama into the Florida panhandle.
The tornado that hit the Texas panhandle on Thursday is blamed for at least three deaths in a town near the Oklahoma line. There's now a formal conviction in the anti-Semitic hate killings of 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. Stacy Lynn reports.
50-year-old Robert Bowers has been found guilty on all counts in the 2018 shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue. He killed 11 worshipers and injured seven others. The verdict was expected, as Bowers' own attorneys admitted during trial that he was responsible for the massacre. The jury will now have to decide if he should receive the death penalty or serve life in prison. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Following the 2020 police custody death of George Floyd, the Justice Department opened an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. It has now announced its conclusions.
The Justice Department's investigation found that the Minneapolis Police Department discriminated against Black and Native American people and often violated people's constitutional rights. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The patterns and practices we observed made what happened to George Floyd possible.
Among the long list of recommended changes, the DOJ recommends improving the department's use of force policy. Minneapolis and its police department have committed to a legally binding consent decree with independent oversight to both comply with federal law and build community trust. Mark Fry for CBS News, Minneapolis.
Invitation, disinvitation, re-invitation, followed by protest and counter-protest at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. It all involves a Pride Night celebration featuring the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. That's an LGBTQ comedy troupe that dresses as nuns. KNX radio reporter Natalie Tavidian was on hand.
This is at least 2,000 people, a lot of them are wearing red and saying that they're boycotting the Dodgers today.
We're praying because we believe that God hears us and that he will make a difference in what is going on here at the Dodger Stadium.
Overseas, tens of thousands expected to march through the streets of Warsaw to demand equality for LGBTQ people there. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
How many plays have you done over the years?
Oh, many. Many, many, many.
Would you do another one? Should we do a play? And put it up somewhere and do it as like a fundraiser someday?
That'd be great.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinere. And while we spent the first hour largely talking about my anger over not funding childcare,
you're not alone.
This state. We now move to a little bit older, still talking about kids, but now talking about how we feed kids once they're in schools. And so here to talk about that with us is Caitlin Harrison, who is the president of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin and the director of food service at the Elmbrook School District. Welcome to the show, Caitlin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I can certainly empathize with that previous conversation. I have two little girls and one on the way, so
you're pregnant
too? Tough out there.
Yeah. What do you do? I'm due in October.
Excellent. I'm end of September. So
there you go. We're right around the same
awesome.
Time. Oh, so you'll have three. And how three under yeah. How old?
Five, three, and then baby. Yeah. Crazy times.
Man, so yeah, so you know the child care situation much more intimately than I do.
Yeah, it's tough out there. It's tough.
It is tough out there. But it is also tough as far as when we talk about school nutrition. As
absolutely,
you know, it's something that I think back. I'd like the milk. You know, we joke about the milk pouches and little carrots and stuff like that. And so, I was so interested in this because I know for a while that there's been during the pandemic, there was talks about free lunch for all. And so, I wanted to talk to you just kind of about in general where we're at with school nutrition in Wisconsin. So let's start at the very beginning and just kind of talk about what is school nutrition. What is the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin?
Sure. So what we are is a collaborative of school nutrition professionals across the state. So that could be anywhere from somebody who's a dishwasher in a building to a cook to a manager or director. So any of those folks, sometimes we see school business directors also join our association. So it's just a place for us to meet and have professional development. Our mission is to use our collaborative voice to advocate for quality nutrition for all children. So that has an impact across the board with whether it's a dishwasher, like I said, somebody on the serving line, or somebody like myself in a director position.
And so, I mean, you probably talk about this all the time, but for people who don't know, it's been a while either since they've had kids in school or they themselves have been in school. But can you explain how nutrition is such an integral part to education? Because I think sometimes people lose sight of that.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I believe, and a lot of my colleagues and teachers, they can see it firsthand, that a student can't learn in the classroom unless they're prepared and have a meal in their stomach. A lot of times, it's kind of a sad story, but a lot of times we see kids showing up on Monday morning who haven't had a meal literally all weekend.
Oh my God.
They're their first contact. They're running in to see us for breakfast and they can't can't wait to come back for lunch. And so I always give the example, like, how would you be able to focus at your desk or at your job if you are starving? I know I get hangry and I cannot focus. And so think about those little kids who already have a challenged attention span. And all they can think about is how hungry they are. So really, we believe that we're the foundation of education because they can't do any of that learning until they have proper nutrition to fuel them for the day.
And what is the current status of nutrition in Wisconsin? Like, as far as both what is served, what is the kind of the obstacles to making sure that there is balanced meals available? And that's not even just the cost of them, but just kind of like, what is served these days to make sure that they're getting a balanced meal?
Yeah. So if you are part of what is called the National School Lunch or School Breakfast Program, then you have to abide by certain regulations that the USDA sets forth. And so what that looks like in a high level is we have sodium restrictions. Everything we serve has to be whole grain rich. We have fat limitations, so saturated fat can't exceed 10% of our total calories. We cannot serve any trans fats. We have to serve an array of fruits and vegetables every week. And then of course there's calorie limits that we have to abide by depending on the age of the student. So there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes of feeding their kids, and making sure that they're getting a full healthy meal every day.
And so what, cause there's a new, legislation or at least a proposal as far as healthy school meals in all in Wisconsin for all in Wisconsin. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, our association's been working on this for quite a while. Of course, over the COVID years, we had 2 years of funding that allowed us to serve every meal for free to students in the state of Wisconsin. And so then as of this school year, the 22-23 school year, that ended, that went away. So students were back to either paying full price or they had to qualify for their free or reduced meal benefit. And so we've been working since the end, and actually since before that, to advocate to make sure that every kid, regardless of income in the state, has access to a healthy, nutritious meal. We were really excited when Governor Evers included it in his budget proposal for the state, including some additional breakfast funding to make sure that we have the resources we needed to serve kids. Heartbroken the last couple of days as that was, of course, cut out amongst many other things. But we were just excited to see it in the budget and see that we had some backing of some of our state leaders. Unfortunately, you know, politics are politics, and I don't know how you could turn down a student and supplying them with a free meal, but here we are. So
here we are.
That's kind of where we're at. Our state representatives who are very supportive of this are planning to reintroduce a bill in fall as the school year kicks off. So we're hoping to gain momentum until that point so that we can get more support. Healthy School Meals for All is a coalition that we work with in SNA Wisconsin to help get to all different aspects and all different organizations across the state to really build this up and make sure it happens.
Because it's one of those things where the actual logistics, I think people don't understand. And I only learned this through following this, because this has kind of been a conversation for a while. Like, we're recording our show from Waukesha right now, which, you know, famously made national news when their school board did not want to give handouts to kids. And then there was they reversed that decision. But because what I read, and especially when I think it was a WPR article where you were quoted in it, that there was a family who, because as it is right now, there is an income threshold. As far as there was a hard income threshold that if you make this or less, you qualify for free or reduced lunch. If you make even $5 more, it's a hard cutoff. And you had a family that you had to cut off, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's more than just one family, and there's certainly families that we're just not aware of. But I believe the statistic is if you, as a family of four, make $35,000 and some change, you don't qualify for free or reduced price meals, which is wild to me because I think about my family of four and I can't even imagine trying to live off of that amount of money, let alone serving food to my kids. So it's very challenging. And we don't even hear about a lot of families who are too proud to apply for free or reduced meals, who you can see the income guidelines. So maybe they're making their own determination and not even applying. But there are so many stories like that, that families are just over that income guideline and there's no assistance for them, unfortunately.
Because then doesn't it all, because basically that's what it happens. If they don't qualify for those programs, even if they are not making a lot of money, it's either they still have to figure out how to pack a lunch, they have to pay for lunch, or kids just don't eat, right?
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of those students we see still coming to school hungry. And then that falls on the back of the schools, right? So it's either a school nutrition challenge or it's a school challenge, because I've seen countless teachers who go and buy granola bars or string cheese, or they have it in the office for a kid who comes in and complains that they have a stomach ache. Well, it's because they haven't eaten in how many hours or days. So it's not, there's still a cost to it, right? And somebody is footing that cost. It's just, why aren't we doing that as a whole for our state, and really impacting so many students that we know we miss? We couldn't even quantify that number because we don't force every family to apply for free or reduced meals. So there's certainly a bunch of families that could be qualifying and we're just unaware of that.
Because it's totally opt-in, right? And so it's like, but like you said, it's either pride or potentially not even knowing that it exists.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do is we try and promote our programs to the best of our ability. Unfortunately, it also takes work with our buildings and our districts to help spread that word and make sure that families are aware of what benefits are available to them too.
Our guest is Caitlin Harrison, who is the president of School Nutrition of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin and the director of food service at the Elmbrook School District. We got to take a short break. When we come back, I also just want to talk about the logistics and the obstacles it creates on the administration side, because it basically forces all of you to be like, you know, bookies who are coming after kids like school debt, which is like a terrible way, but it does, right? And so we'll talk more about the advantages of what this actually, if we would have funded it in the school, in the state budget, if we could get this passed in the next couple years, what that could look like for all kids, with our guest, Caitlin Harrison. But stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be back after the break. Get me released, me is all on the coroner's week, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. Storm chances into the evening. Highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms still a possibility Sunday, mostly cloudy and low 80s. The heat kicks in for next week, near 90 by Monday. It's 55 right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. It has been a Friday night of tornado warnings in a number of states, Colorado, Mississippi, Texas. Those storms now moving on.
Into the day Saturday, the main threat for severe weather is going to be kind of centered across Oklahoma, so they're the central portion of the country.
Mark Chenard with the National Weather Service. The man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been convicted. Next, a jury decision on his punishment, death or life in prison with no parole.
After 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018. And the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Joe Recht is president of one of the congregations that shared the Tree of Life Synagogue. The Justice Department accuses the Police Department of Minneapolis of a pattern of discrimination against Black and Native American people.
We will change the narrative around policing in this city. We will emerge as a beacon of light for the rest of the world.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones, so it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older, and sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen, now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel! It's your
Ethel, calm down! Hey, what are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we're tussling with the disconnect of how the economy is doing, according to numbers, and how people feel about the economy.
What are your feelings?
And so we have a couple more comments on the live stream, which you could always watch us instead of just listen to us. And you can watch the reruns. You can go back and see what face I made at Jane when I, that long pregnant pause.
And our dancing. I personally think the dancing is worth looking.
You can go find your favorite Wednesday episodes. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Sure.
But you can always find those anywhere you find, are on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, at As Goes Wisconsin. But our first one, I don't really know, Effusion, I think is how this person, their username is. Would you say Effusion?
I'd say Effusion.
Effusion.
I'd say Effusion, yeah.
To me, I think that for most people to be happy with the economy, we to not have the majority of folks working multiple jobs to make ends meet. Unemployment may be down, but we have more jobs. And I think that's true. Like, I think there's conflicting feelings around what does it take to get by. When you hear numbers of it's only, you know, how many people are a $400 emergency away from being in real trouble.
Yeah.
That again, it goes back to like the personal finances versus the economy and how you feel like you're doing.
Well, that's, you asked the question in the last segment as far as like, what does it need to happen for you? And for me, all I would need is one, like maybe like some interest rate, like, you know, better interest rates for my house, like refinance to get a little less payment. The not having to work as much as I do, that'd be nice. But then also, that's pretty much it. I'm very lucky to be comfortable enough to be able to pay my bills. Then what I want is for the economy to affect people positively as well, like, you know, better jobs, more raises, things like that. You know what I mean? Like those things that affect me, I hopefully will affect someone else in a positive way as well. That's how I see the economy is doing. Not just about me, because if it's just about me, then it's not. I'm probably wealthy.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter
comparatively. Sure,
exactly. So for me, it has to be a spreading of the wealth, if you will. I said it.
A rising rising tides raises all boats situation, if you will.
Yes.
But that's not incorrect. Yeah. You know, it's really not. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text Tom from Cedarburg joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you think?
Well, I think part of it is I know at the end of the month, there's not much money left over. And so it is tighter than before COVID. And I think that's really the main point of it is COVID really has changed people's lives so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we people we know have died, family members. and I think there's an emotional component to that, a negativity, like a suffering that society is still going through. And so because of that pressure down on our beings and our hearts and stuff like that, that negativity is going out to the market or the economy too. And there's some, obviously, you know, some problems with the economy, but maybe there are more jobs, but I don't know. Are they part-time jobs? Are they jobs where that's enough that, you know, people can make it on that? I don't know. When they talk about all the new jobs, I'm sure there are some full-time, but yeah, I think it's a whole thing kind of rolled together. There's emotions and pressures and stuff, you know, from what people have gone through. And I think that's making it seem worse than maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were... The other question we posed before the break was, you know, some of this might have to do with what gets talked about in the media and what the overriding narrative is around how things are going, which can't negate people's actual experiences, as Tom just said. Like, if you were actually struggling, that is different. But there are so many of us, like Greg, you just said, you're like, I'm doing pretty okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty okay, me personally. Jane's doing pretty okay. That, like, but like, there's a lot of people who probably are not feeling, they're not up against the rock in a hard place.
Right.
But yet their instinct tells them
this isn't good.
The economy is not good.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about who we thought, because it can't be Joe Biden, because Joe Biden's divisive.
Cannot be a politician.
Can't be Elon Musk.
No.
Divisive.
God. No, cannot be a politician or anything.
Or any, yeah. But like, who's the most uniting figure
and
to deliver the message of, hey, we're doing okay. Your first instinct was Tom Hanks.
But I changed my mind.
And I think where you're going with this, we already have two people on the Facebook Live who agree with you. But who do you think?
I think if you put this person down, sat them down with their wonderful charm and folksy attitude and just lovingness to explain to us the economy, I think Dolly Parton would be the person.
Ooh, that's good.
Pigeon Forge's own Dolly Parton, I tell you right now.
If she can do, you know, although she wasn't very, very successful at being, did she bring the people together on the COVID vaccine after she was one of the major donors to its development?
I mean, but she did something.
She did do something. I stand to Dolly Parton.
At the end of the day, she's doing great things. And I think, I mean, I just think she's probably the best figure.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook Live says the most popular person is Dolly Parton. They made a whole podcast about how she brings all demographics together. It is because she tries to stay out of politics, though. And then Brady said, I agree with Tony. I always say Dolly Parton may be the one person who can unite this country. You know who I think would be the funniest, who also I don't think is a divisive figure?
Me. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Danny DeVito.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me talk to you about the economy.
That would be the shoutiest explanation you've ever heard. If she were still with us, I would have suggested Betty White.
Betty White. Betty White is up there.
Betty White definitely popped into my head as well.
But who hates Danny DeVito?
Nobody hates Danny
DeVito.
Everyone
loves Danny DeVito.
Even his ex-wife loves him. Like, they're still like best friends.
Don't they still like live together or something? They're just hanging?
Yeah, that's great.
Like, my vote is Danny DeVito. I agree that Dolly Parton's up there, but I feel like, because it'll also be entertaining. And like, how do you get mad at Danny DeVito?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text Rico from Rock County joining us. Hey, Rico, what do you think?
Hey, I just wanted to give my nomination here. Tom Hanks did pop into my head first, but if it's not him, I think Morgan Freeman.
Oh, voice of God.
Let me talk to you about the economy.
He's got that voice.
He does have the voice.
Yeah.
March of the Penguins voice.
That's all I got.
All right.
That's great. Thanks, Rico.
Great,
great suggestion, Rico.
Great. That's a great suggestion. You also open it up for James Earl Jones then.
Sure.
As far as just, especially if it's a radio situation where we're like soothing you into like comfort.
Another great one, Bryan Cranston.
From Walter Breaking White? Bad?
Yeah, why not?
I guess he is likable.
He's
is
very
he
likable.
Famous enough?
He's very funny.
I think that's a stretch.
Okay, you know what? I'm trying.
I know. I just don't think he's got broad enough appeal. And when I see him, and I know he's done lots of things, but I think of a meth dealer, so I don't know.
Excuse me, he's a meth
creator.
Creator.
I apologize.
He's a job creator.
Right, right, right. So he's a
chemist.
Yeah,
Jane.
Exactly. He's a teacher. Hello.
Jane's a father.
Wow, Jane hates education, everybody. Jane hates education. You were here first. But no, I mean, those are all great suggestions, but I think for me, Dolly Parton would be the number. I mean, I'd probably cry if she explained the economy, because I know she would do it from her heart. Because she just wants you to know.
Tony just put another one up here. Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-mm. No Canadians.
He said, he said he may be Canadian, but that witty comedy and those charming good looks, my words, would make us forget our problems.
I'm gonna.
What if it was a combo Hugh Grant and Ryan Reynolds?
Insufferable. We'd never learn about the economy. Just be an improv bit for 20 minutes.
And the more that I've learned about Hugh Grant personally, the less I like him.
What? Have you learned about Hugh Grant?
He's kind of a douche.
Not Hugh Grant. I meant Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, okay. I love Hugh Grant. I love Hugh Grant in the New World.
I meant, yeah, because Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are good buddies.
It still would be a 20-minute improv.
I've heard nothing but good things about Hugh Jackman, so I thought you were about to, like, crush my world.
No, not Hugh Jackman. Hugh Grant.
Just
I do like what Hugh Grant's been doing in music movies lately.
Which one? What?
Great movie choices Hugh Grant has.
What has he done recently?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 920, former U.S. Secretary of Labor Robert Reich. Is my favorite person to get economic insight from. And I follow him on Twitter.
I have to brag for a second.
Oh, you met him?
I took a class with him. He was my professor in college.
Okay,
and
I'm
he
leaving.
Was wonderful. I bet. If you can imagine, because he has dwarfism. So he's like 4'8".
Oh, I had no idea.
And if you can imagine a 500-person lecture hall that was always packed.
Yeah.
Like, it was even, like, halfway through the, like, after a midterm or whatever, like, it was always packed. And it was a 3-hour lecture once a week.
Wow.
And he held that room.
Okay.
Every week. Like, his stories, the way he explained things, his jokes, like, he was unbelievable.
So, I'll make, okay, so I would say no to Robert Reich just for, because very political, very opinionated, can be divisive, but... Robert Reich, Danny DeVito, same room. Robert Reich has all the whiteboard stuff, and Danny DeVito goes, "It's fine, everybody." Just those two together. Oh, I'd watch them talk about the economy. Robert Reich, are you listening right now? One of your former students has made it in radio. Come on the show. Bring your buddy Danny.
He is very good at explaining things, though.
Yeah,
and
is.
So I totally agree, 920, as far as his ability to break things down. If you follow him on YouTube, he's now on TikTok. Like, his ability to take complex topics and explain them, and especially when he's talking about the economy, especially when he's talking about wage gaps, wealth gaps, and kind of what has happened. I mean, that was the basis of the class that we took, was like, what has happened to erode the middle class and all of the policy decisions and like the bankrupting or like ruining unions and all of these different things that have led us to where we are now, that we don't isn't top of mind for us because of all the other distractions. But as far as like how the average middle class person is doing just keeps going down. And that doesn't get talked about enough.
Kristen, I think we have a challenge now. I think you need to reach out to Robert Reich. Be like, hey, I'm a former student of yours. I host 10 to 12's most popular radio show in Wisconsin. Why don't you come on our show and talk about the economy?
I mean, the worst thing that can happen is he doesn't write back.
Exactly.
Or says no.
Yeah. What do you have to lose, Kristen?
I'll say this,
Morgan Freeman. What do you have to lose, Kristen?
All right, I will make a reach. We'll see what happens.
That would be spectacular.
That would be unbelievable.
It's got to be on a Wednesday. I'll accept no other thing.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, I actually like this. So if you have more ideas, who do we have so far? So we're asking the question, who is the right person to deliver a unifying message about how the country's actually doing? We were specifically talking about economically, but I think in general, like... As the gratitude, who's our gratitude journal? Who's our person to come out and remind us, like, things aren't so bad?
You are so uplifting. It's hilarious sometimes.
And so our leading contender, I think, right now is Dolly Parton.
I think Dolly Parton, vote-wise.
So we have Dolly Parton, Morgan Freeman, Tom Hanks, Ryan Reynolds, Danny DeVito.
Robert Reich. And I think
all right. And so if you have another person that you think is a unifying figure who could be a messenger of positivity, but also explain it. Explain what's going on.
Yeah.
Cut through the noise. Mm-hmm. Who would that person be that you think both sides could get on with and isn't just going to be called a political hack or just disregarded? Dolly Parton is up there. I'm trying to Meryl Streep?
No.
Not, and I love Meryl Streep.
I love Meryl Streep too, but
she doesn't have the warmth of a Dolly.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
She's funny, and but Dolly is just, she's unifying. She's a unifying figure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to be hard pressed to find someone to beat Dolly.
Who beats Dolly?
The only one who could have beat her was Betty White.
That and
was
R.I.P.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Real quickly, I'm sorry, Karina, we're up against the break. Who do you want to say?
I was talking about the economy, and the thing is, we all have a job. When you're talking about, you guys all employed. What is happening to us when we don't have a job for some reason?
Mm-hmm. Karina, you're going to have to hang on through the break. We are coming right up against the wall here.
All right, we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Money don't get everything, it's true.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. Storm chances into the evening. Highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms still a possibility Sunday, mostly cloudy and low 80s. The heat kicks in for next week, near 90 by Monday. Right now it's 53.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel,
turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app. Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.